It's HPR, member-supported Hawaii Public Radio, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Here's a news story from our Asia-Pacific neighborhood. In one country, citizens, led by a father-daughter team concerned about poaching of a beloved national animal, one of the most vulnerable in the world thanks to consumers in China and Vietnam, have come up with a unique product to try and help these animals, a product derived from them, and you may be very surprised what the key ingredient is. In Asia, two countries are driving an epic and increasing slaughter of rhinos around the world of all species, China and Vietnam. Consumers there buy rhino horn for a variety of reasons, causing an extinction and poaching crisis for all rhinos despite the horn having zero medicinal value. But India, one of the few places with a steady rhino population based on years of successful conservation, a father and daughter team has a unique way to help their area greater one-horn rhinos. They are selling products made from their dung. In Assam state, where the rhino's largest population center exists, perilously close to China, the top rhino horn consumer country, L Rhino, is a new company that over the last 7 years has been turning rhino waste into paper products, according to a report from Manga Bay, the online environmental conservation news site. Mahesh and Nisha Bora say with L Rhino, and that's E-L-R-H-I-N-O, they're showing conservation can be sustainable, demonstrating how communities surrounding the rhinos can benefit from keeping them safe and protected. It's an important mission, too, in close animal-human contact with rhinos that stray from forests and protected areas has led to conflicts with farmers who sometimes find crops trampled or eaten. But on the upside, with the high density of rhinos in a small area, there's also, yep, a lot of rhino poop to be found, and local villagers gather it up, and El Rhino pays the villagers for the rhino waste, a way to try and make up for the damaged or eaten crops. Manga Bay called it a poop-to-paper company and quoted CEO Nisha Bora, who said of the arrangement with the villagers, quote, "We ensured that not only are they compensated for their contribution, but also made aware of the importance of rhinos." El Rhino turns the rhino poop into paper, and they do the same with droppings from area elephants, too. Since both rhinos and elephants eat a lot of grass, the fiber lends itself to a fine paper product, they say. And as Mahesh told Manga Bay, it leaves the resulting paper with, quote, "its distinct texture and intrinsic character." The material supplies luxury paper products sold around the world as not only paper, but in notebooks, day planners, bags, lampshades, photo frames, and other items, all of them made from rhino poop gathered up by villagers who live in areas surrounding the rhino, showing that the rhinos have a real value in their lives. It's supporting local communities who live in the areas where the greater one-horned rhinos live in India. You can find El Rhino Paper online at elrhinopaper.com, ELRHINO paper.com. You can also look for the story about this at hawaiipublicradio.org, where you can find the link there. I'm Dave Lawrence. It's HPR.